Okay, so Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, we're by the two dots. Mehechan Kayer Adam to Megillah. So the Mishnah said, where does a person have to start learning the Megillah in order to be Yaitse his Chiyav? So we had two Shittas. We had three Shittas. Rav Meir said the entire Megillah you have to read. Rav Yehuda said from Ish Yehudi, and Rav Yosi said from Achar Advar Ma'ela, Gidal HaMelech HaSaman. So that's from the beginning of the third parak. So that's the three different Mahalchim. Tanya, we have another shita. Reb Shim ben Yochai, Omer, he says, "Mi belayla hahu." Right, when belayla hahu nadosh nasa melech, from that pasuk. Amr b'yoychanan, the kulon mikra echadosh. They all darshan the same pasuk. What's the pasuk? Vatichtoiv Esther Hamalka Mordechai Yehudi as kol toikif. At the end of the Megillah, it says that Esther Hamalka Mordechai Yehudi wrote as kol toikif. Toikif means the ikker part of the Megillah they wrote. So what is the taikif? What's the ikr? So man damar kula. So the shita that holds that you have to learn the entire Megillah taikif shalach hashverish. What does it mean? The taikif? It means the taikif shalach hashverish, the main ikr part of achashverish, which is really from the beginning till the end. Achashverish is a big player in the Megillah from beginning till the end. Man damar mishihudi. The person says mishihudi taikif shal Mordechai. It means the taikif of Mordechai. So that starts from ishihudi and goes till the end. He holds it. No, it's the taikif of Haman, which starts really from Achad Varmela, third parak, and goes on to the end. Person says that they go from Belailahu. That's the taikif of the nace, the ikar part of the nace, which starts from Belailahu, which is why we raise our voice right when we say Belailahu, because that's the beginning of the nace. Rafuna Amar Mehacher. Rafuna says, oh, we've done another prosek that you can darshan out. You know this machlekes. The pasuk says Umarou al kacha umahigi alehem. Now, why they write the Megillah so that you'll be able to see Marou al kacha what they saw on this umahigi alehem. So, ma damar kula Marou achashverish shenishtamish bekelim shel beis hamikdash. What did Achashverish see that he used the kelim of the beis hamikdash? Right, that's why he made this big feast and he brought out the kelim of the beis hamikdash. Right, mikelim shainim. So why did he see to do that? Al kacha, and because of this, mishum dechashiv shivim shnin v'lo yifrig. Because they had a nevuah, right? The Klal Yisrael was going to return to Eretz Yisrael after 70 years of galus. So the question really was, when does the 70 years begin? And according to Achashverosh's cheshbon, 70 years was up, and the Klal Yisrael was not redeemed. So they realized they Achashverosh figured that's it. Klal Yisrael is, you know, Hashem is not going to redeem them because he didn't do what the nevuah said he's going to do. So that's why he had a party, and he took out the came of the base of Megdash. Umahigi alehem, right? So what happened to Achashverosh because of that? The Kotel Vashti ended up killing Vashti, and that was what resulted in him bringing out the Kalim. Umandi Omar Meish Yehudi. According to the Manama, that says Ish Yehudi. How does he darshan this? Place? He says Morau Mordechai, the Ikni Bahaman. What did Mordechai see that he antagonized Haman by not bowing down to him? Al kacha, on this, why didn't he bow down to him? Al kacha, the shavei nafshi avodah zarah, because he made himself into avodah zarah. Haman made himself into avodah zarah, and therefore Mordechai was not going to bow down to him. Umahi gialei, what happened to Mordechai because of this? This rachash nisa, that because of this, and that's chus, he was able to have the nes of Purim. Umandi omar me'achad var me'ela, and the mandama that says that you lain from achad var me'ela, marau Haman. What did Haman see that he got jealous of all the Yehudim? They wanted to destroy them all. Al kacha, and because of this, meaning mishum the Mordechai lo yichav leishtacha, because Mordechai did not bow down to him. Uma higi aleim, has he darshan that part of the pasuk? What happened to him? He got hung on a bonavan aleitz. That's what happens when you start up with Klal Yisrael. It's the beginning of your demise. Uman demar b'leila hu. What about that? Ma'ra Achashverosh lahavi sefer hazichronis. So he darshens Ma'ra that what did Achashverosh see to bring the sefer hazichronis right from Belailahu, right? Achashverosh woke up and he said to bring the sefer hazichronis and to read the sefer hazichronis, and that's what led to the nes. That's what led to Mordechai being right, led through the city with Haman. So he says, what did he see to do? What did he see to start reading the sefer hazichronis? Al kacha, and this for because of this. That what? Dizaminte Esther Lahaman Behadya. That Esther invited Haman to the Suda. What's Esther doing inviting Haman to a Suda between her and Achashverosh? So he thought, Achashverosh thought that Esther and Haman were plotting to kill him. And then he figured that so why would he call it the Sefer Zichronis? Because he figured that they're plotting to kill him and no one's telling him. Why isn't anybody telling him? Why didn't anybody spill, you know, spill the news to Achashverosh is because the person figured that Achashverosh does not repay the people that do good things for him. And Achashverosh realized that he has to go make sure that anybody who ever did anything good to him gets repaid, so people will understand that they do get repaid, and they'll tell Achashverosh what the plot is between Esther and Haman to kill him. Umahi gi'aleim, what happened because of this rachash nisa, because the nisa happened. The halacha is you got to read the entire Megillah. And even according to Mandama that says from Ishihudi, tzricha shetehe kesuva kula. The entire Megillah has to be written. At least has to be written in front of you. I mean, you can't just have a Megillah that starts from Ishihudi. We had this idea earlier. That even if you just read from Ishihudi, if you hold that that's all you have to read, this entire Megillah still has to be in front of you written. The Megillah is called a Sefer, meaning it has certain halachas that a regular Sefer, like Sefer Torah, has, and also it's called an Igaris, that it's not as chomer as a Sefer Torah. So certain halachas, it's like a Sefer Torah, and certain halachas, it's like just a letter. Nikris Sefer, it's called a Sefer, that what? Sheim tafra b'chutei pishtan psula. So it's like a Sefer Torah that if you sew it with strings of pishtan, the flax, psula, that's possible, the same one that's possible for a Sefer Torah, so that's also going to be possible if you use those strings to sew your, right, the cloth together. V'nikris yigaris, it's also called the yigaris, how is it more kuladik? Sheim hitl b'shloisha chutei gidin, if you put in only three Chutei Gidim, three holes of the for the Gidim, Kshera. And Sefer Torah needs more. So he says, all you need is three via Megillah. However, if you're only going to be using three, it has to be that they're evenly spaced out among the cloth. It can't just be like three of them are up top and the rest is just flopping. It has to be an even three spread out. If somebody reads the Megillah, which is not a standalone, right, Megillah, like we have, the Megillahs are written in a standalone Megillah, but let's say you have, they used to have like the cloth, the entire Navi on the cloth. So if they had an entire Navi on the cloth and it was all the Megillahs, and then you open it up and in the middle there's Megillahs Esther, that's not kosher. It has to be a separate cloth that Megillah is written on. Amar Rava, Layamar and Eladalai Michsira Umeisara Purta. We're only talking about that it cannot be written amongst other of the other ksuvim, only if it's the same height and width the same height as the rest of the cloth. But if let's say it's a little shorter or if it's a little bigger, then you could read it when it's with the other ksuvim. And the idea is, Rashi says, because we want it to be more persuminisa. So when you have it, when it's the same size, it's not so much parsumanisa that you're reading anything special. But if it's a little big, a little small, it looks like, oh, something's a little different over there. So then that's already enough for it to be more of a parsumanisa. Levi bar Shmuel havakari kameh de Rav Yehuda. Levi bar Shmuel was reading the Megillah in front of Rav Yehuda. The Megillah haksuva ben haksuva. He was reading the Megillah in front of the, with that was included with other ksuvim. It wasn't a standalone document. Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda said to Marei Amrak, we said Akayir b'Megillah Ksuva ben Aksuvim LaYotza. We said that if you read a Megillah which is amongst other Ksuvim, nothing special about it, then you're not Yotza. So what are you doing, leaning from this Megillah? Amrav Chiyah Bar Abba, Amrei Yechon Akayir b'Megillah Ksuva ben Aksuvim LaYotza. So you see, also that from Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba that you're not Yekum Yotza. Umacholay Amayches, and he hit it on its head. Meaning after he said this, he hit it on his head. So it must be that Betzibur Shana. We're only talking about in Tzibur. If you're leaning it for the tzibur, then it has to be a standalone document, or it has to be a little shorter, a little bigger. But if you're leaning it by yourself in your house, be a chidus, then there's no problem if you lean it, with other ksuvim attached to it. The extra space that you leave on the top and the bottom of a cloth by Sefer Torah, if you'll notice, you don't sew it all the way up to the top and to the bottom. You always leave a little bit of space there. So that idea that you leave a little space, that's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And then again, umachala emaycha. And he hit it on his head and says, no, that has nothing to do with it. V'yam l'akadei shalo yikra. Now that's the reason why they do it is not because of halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's because you don't want it to rip. So when you're doing glila, right, when you're putting it together, so if it's all tight and you do it too tight, it's going to rip. if there's a little bit of space, you'll start seeing it's getting tight, and you'll stop doing it. So that's the reason. It's a very practical reason, not like any halachal moshe mitzina. Vamr b'chir marav, vamr b'yechna. Nimala nishtar b'mara. Shomet b'moshe. Ve'liyo kamali nekev mechad. We know that Moshe and Elio wanted to see Hashem, right? I mean, that's Kvaydach and Elio also. So what did Hashem do? Hashem put them in a ma'ara, in a cave, and it says he covered the cave with his kapav, he covered it, and then he passed by, and then, right, he says, Panei lo yiro, either you'll see my back, you won't see my face. Now, he's saying that if Hashem would have left open a tiny little hole, the size of like a machat, tzedakah, it's a really, really tiny hole of a needle, if he would have left that open when he passed by, they would not be able to stand from the kedusha of Hashem. So they would have even just a tiny, tiny little hole that would have been open, right? Hashem's covered would have just completely. They would have died.
Who would have died?
Moshe and Eliyahu.
They were standing outside the cave.
They were standing inside the cave, and Hashem covered the cave. Right.
So everybody else would have died.
Right, so yeah, exactly. So when nobody was in the area, Hashem put him in a private cave, I guess. Okay, exactly what it means. You know, it's not so clear, but yeah, I mean, you have to say that nobody was in that area, and Hashem was reminding himself. Whatever, I mean, however you learn this, but when Hashem covered the cave, then you know he didn't leave any little hole, because then they would have died. What does that mean when Moshe Rabbeinu says that in Devarim? Kol Devarim Shadib Hashem Yuchem Bahar. Malam Yisharu Hakadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe Dikduke Taira VeDikduke Seifrim. Hashem showed Moshe the Dikduke Taira, the Dikduke Seifrim. Umasha Seifrim Asim L'Chash. He showed him all these things of Taira that the later on, Achrayim or the Rishayim, meaning the Mishnah, the Emayram, the Gemara. So He showed all this to Moshe. He also showed Mahasha Seifer Masim Lachash, also what the Seifer were going to do in Mechadish, Umayniu Mikra Megillah. That's talking about Mikra Megillah. So even Hashem showed Moshe Mikra Megillah, that what's going to end up happening with the Megillah Saster. So like the Mishnah, Hakol Ksheirim Lekrisis HaMegillah Chutz Mecheir Shaita V'Katan. Everyone is kosher, no one's kosher to read the Megillah except a Cheirish, Shaita, and a Katan. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir with a katan. He says a katan could read it. Man tana cheirish di'eved nami lo. Who's the tana that holds that a cheirish, even b'di'eved, cannot read the Megillah? Amr of Mas, Amr Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says it's Rabbi Yosi that nana cheirish a shema v'al hishmil aznov yatzav. Somebody reads shema, and he doesn't say it loud enough that you can hear. Right? You don't do it loud enough that you can hear yourself saying the shema. Yatzav, you're yatzav. Rabbi Yosi Amr lo yatzav. Yoyse says you're not Yoyse. So we see that it's Rabbi Yoyse, because Rabbi Yoyse says that if you read the Shema and you cannot hear yourself, you're not Yoyse. So same to a Cheirish is somebody you can hear. So Cheirish, you see that even B'di'eved, you're not going to be able to be Yoyse the Megillah. When my Rabbi Yoyse, how do you know? How do you know that it's Rabbi Yoyse? Udi Eved Nami Loi, and even Bidi Eved, it's not, you're not going to be Yoytza. Don't Rabbi Hudi. Maybe it's really Rabbi Hudi. Lechatchilu Hudi Loi. The Tanakama of that Mishnah that says Akaris Hashemav Lehishmil Ozim Yoytza, that is Rabbi Huda. So Rabbi Huda says that somebody who reads Shema and he doesn't say loud enough, he's Yoytza. But Avada Lechatchilu, you shouldn't do that. So who says that the Mishnah is a b'di'eved? Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi, it's even b'di'eved. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, l'chadchila hu d'loy. That he's saying that l'chadchila, a cheirish should not read the Megillah, but avada b'di'eved, he would be yaitza. So maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, he l'chadchila hu d'loy, ha d'yeved shaper dami. When it says, lo sakadaitach. Dektani, what does the Mishnah say? Cheirish, shaita v'katan. So cheirish dumya de shaita v'katan. A cheirish is similar to a shaita v'katan. Na shaita v'katan di'evet namilai. Av cheirish di'evet namilai. So just like a shaita and a katan, even b'di'evet, they're not going to be yaitzer. But if you have a little kid or you have a shaita that's reading the Megillah, everyone agree that b'di'evet, you're not going to be yaitzer. So too, since it says cheirish along with them, so you also say a cheirish b'di'evet will also not be yaitzer if you're cheirish reads. So therefore, it cannot be Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda only holds a chachilu. It's a problem, but the evidence will be okay. So it's a Vidilma Hakri Isa Vahakri Isa. Who says that just because Shaita Vikatan Vidyavid is not no good, a Khairish is also no good? Maybe you can split up. You say when the Mishnah says Khairish, it just means the Khatkhila. But Bidiyavid would be good. And the Shaitan the Katan, okay, even Bidiyavid is not going to be good. Why does it all have to be the same din by all them, the Khatkhila and Bidiyavid? Maybe you can split it up. So Vidilma Hakri Isa Vahakri Isa. So where does Midiktani say for Rabbi Yehuda Machshav Katan? No, we can't say that the Tanit Kama of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, because what does the Seifa say? The Seifa says Rabbi Yehuda Machshav Katan. So if Rabbi Yehuda is starting to talk from the Seifa, he is not the one that's talking in the Reisha. So Midiktani say for Rabbi Yehuda Machshav Katan, Machal the Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda. So then it can't be that the Reisha is Rabbi Yehuda. So now skip this line. The Bach takes this out and he goes to just the line, the next. Two lines down, Vidilma Kulur Bihudi, right? Says maybe the entire mission is really Rabbi Yehuda. Even though the Sefer just says Rabbi Yehuda, really the entire mission is Rabbi Yehuda. Trey Gavni Katan. And there's two types of Katanim. Katanila. That's how the mission is really talking about two types of Katanim. The Chesuri Mechsra. And there's a Chesuri Mechsra. Vahakhiktani. This is how you're supposed to learn the Mishnah. Hakol Ksheirim Likris HaMegillah Chutz Mecheir Shaita V'Katan. Everyone's kosher to read the Megillah except a Cheir Shaita V'Katan. B'med Devarim Emurim B'Katan Shaloi Higil Chinuch. This that the Tanakhama says that a Cheir that Tanakhama. This is all going to be Rabbi Huda. But this that we're saying that a Cheir Shaita V'Katan is going to be possible. That's to read the Megillah. It's not going to be Yitzah. That's only Katan Shaloi Higil Chinuch. That's only Katan that does not reach the age of Chinuch yet. You know, under 6, 5-year-old, 4-year-old. You see that in those days, even a katan that was 5 years old, and those yitachin that they would understand, you know, they'd be able to read the entire Megillah. But okay, that's a nice idea. But a katan that's higil chinuch, even the chatchila, he can read the Megillah for everybody. It's Rabbi Yehuda machshav katan, because Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Tana of this entire Mishnah, is machshav katan. So you see that it's not so shver to learn that the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So we don't have to say that the Mishnah is has to be Rabbi Yossi and even B'di'evin. The entire thing can be Rabbi Yehuda and Ilne Chachila, Chayr shouldn't read, but you can split it up, and the entire Mishnah can be Rabbi Yehuda. So, B'maya Kimtek Rabbi Yehuda U'di'evin. So now what are you telling me? You're telling me that it's like Rabbi Yehuda and B'di'evin. Allah Adetani Yehuda B'ed Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, Chayr Shamed Abba V'ne Shemeah, Tayin Lechachila. But this Rabbi Yehuda Brave Rabbi Shimon says that a cheirish that's a medaber v'ena shemeah, right? That's a cheirish. He cannot hear, but he could speak. So tayrim lechatchila, he can even take off truma lechatchila. Mani, who is that? Rabbi Yehuda di'evid in lechatchila. No, Rabbi Yehuda says lechatchila, he can't do it. Like, that's what we're trying to say now, right? We're trying to say Rabbi Yehuda that says in the Mishnah a cheirish is lechatchila, he can't do it, but di'evid he could. So how can this brayso that we're bringing right now from Yehuda Brave Rabbi Shimon Pazi, how does that work according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because in this brayso it says even the chachila a cheirish can take off truma. So Rabbi Yehuda the evidence in the chachila loy, if Rabbi Yosi the evidence nami loy. So who is this brayso going to be like? It can't be Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi says even b'di'evid a cheirish cannot take off truma, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chachila he can't, but the evidence he could. And this brayso says that even the chachila a cheirish could. So who is this going to be like? So Elamai, what are you going to tell me? That Rabbi Yehuda v'afilu l'chadchila. Maybe you're going to tell me that it's Rabbi Yehuda, and even l'chadchila he holds that the Chayrish could take off Truma. And l'chadchila could, and therefore the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda. You want to go back to that? Elaha, so then we're going to have another Kasha. The Tanya, we have a Braisa. L'yivarechadim b'rikas hamazon b'libay. A person should not say b'rikas hamazon b'libay in his heart. Exactly what that means, whether he's saying it quietly or not. Then birech yotza. But if he does, then he's yotza. So Mani, who is that like? Loi Rabbi Yehuda, v'loi Rabbi Yosi. I Rabbi Yehuda afi l'chadchila. Even if it's Rabbi Yehuda, then even l'chadchila, he could. And I Rabbi Yosi afi l'devan amilai. So how can it be that loi yivarechad because he wasn't believed by l'chadchila, and b'di eved, if he does, you're yaitza. Who is that like? Now that you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda really even l'chadchila is telling you that you could, right? So then a cheirish. So then also the same thing. If somebody's doesn't have to be a cheirish, if somebody's saying that because I'm Muslim, he can't hear himself. So then even lechatchila according to Yehuda is no good, and here it says that lechatchila you shouldn't do it. Only b'di'evin. And if it's Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says even b'di'evin you're not going to be Yosi. So then you're going to get back shver with this brayso. So le'olam Rabbi Yehuda. No, really, it's Rabbi Yehuda and back in the mission. V'afilu lechatchila. Even lechatchila, it would be kosher. V'loy kasha. It's not shver this brayso. Hadidei hadarabe. One is him, and one he's saying his rabbi. The Tanya Rabbi Huda, I remember Shimon Blazman Azariah, who's Rabbi Huda's Rabbi of Blazman Azariah? He says, Akari Shemat Sarach Shia Shemila Oznav. So you see, his Rabbi holds that if somebody's reached Shema, then you have to be a Shemila Oznav L'chadchila. Rabbi Huda himself holds the L'chadchila, you don't need it. But he's quoting from his Rabbi. His Rabbi says, L'chadchila, you have to hear it. So therefore, the Brisa of Birkas HaMazon is going to be like his Rabbi, Rabbi Blazman Azariah. If somebody reads Shema L'chadchila, he has to hear it L'shmila Oznav. Shema Shema Yisrael Hashem L'kinu Hashem Echad. Since it says Shema, like we had this Rosh a little earlier, Hashmila Oznacha Masha Ata Meisim Epicha. You have to hear yourself what you are saying. So that's the halacha by Shema. Remeir Aymer No Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Yoyim Al Dovavecha. Remeir argues on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he holds Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Yoyim Al Dovavecha. Acher Kavanas Halev Hein Hein Advarim is that it's only after your Kavana Belev. You don't have to say it out loud. Specifically, it goes after your Kavana in your heart. Akol Panim. What do you see from here? That Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who is Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi, is going to hold that L'chadchila, you have to say it out loud. So same thing, the halacha would be by the halacha would be also the Braisa that says L'Yivarachan because I'm Muslim, believe, but that's going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And it's not sure. But now, so Gemara, Hashadas, Sahachi, and by the way, according to this, the Mishnah would not be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, according to this, would hold that L'chadchila, you could be Yaitza Katan. So the Mishnah would have to be like Rabbi Yaisi. So now he says, Hashadah Sachman, now that you're telling me that there's this beautiful Shita of Remeir, so now I can switch it around. I can feel the Tamer Yehuda Karabi really. Can you say that Rabbi Yehuda really holds like his Rabbi that Luchat Chila, Achirish, is not going to be Yoitza, but Bidiyevit, he would be Yoitza, and the Mishnah could be L'Koinch Rabbi Yehuda. V'ha the Tani Yehuda Bei Rishim Ben Pazi, and so, what are you going to do with this price over there, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pazi, that says you can even be Tarim Luchat Chila, Achirish? That's going according to Remeir, because Remeir, now that you brought to my attention, Remeir Shita that holds that he doesn't care about you saying anything out loud, it's after Kavanas Halev. So then Remeir could also hold, and Reb Shimon Pazi can be like Remeir, who says that you don't need to have anything said out loud. Reb Yehuda Machshav Katan. So then the last part of the Mishnah said Reb Yehuda's Machshav Katan. Am Reb Yehuda Katan Hayisi. I was a katan, ukarisi lemailo mi Rebbe Tarfon, and I read the Megillah in front of Rebbe Tarfon, uzakenim belod, and all the zakenim and all the gedolim over there in Lod, and I was a katan, and I was able to do it. Amar loy, so you see, it's a beautiful riot. Rebbe Yehuda, says that he's machshav katan, even lechatchila. So Amar loy, to them, ein mevi'in raya min a katan. Now you can't bring a raya from a katan. When you say that when I was a katan, this happened, I mean you're not neman, even if you're a gadol. It's not like in our courts today. You can have a cotton that testifies. But anyway, so you can't bring a rye from a cotton. Amalai, Atanya, we have another rye. So I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe says, cotton, you see, I was a cotton. The Karisi Lamailam Rebbe Huda. And I read in front of Rebbe Huda. Amalai, so you see it also. Again, a riot to Rebbe Huda. Amalai said, Ain maybe in rye, Manamata. Who you bring a rye in? You bring a rye to Rebbe Huda? That was Rebbe Huda, who you read in front of. And he is the matter. So you can't bring a rye from that. Good cash. So why doesn't the Gemara say? So why doesn't he say just emavin raim and a katan? It's one reason, and here's another reason. Chad of the katanis. Number one is because you're a katan. Even if you were a gadol, still it wouldn't have been a raim because you can't bring a raim from a gadol. Right, stop.